Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Joining us now on the Shiner Orange Highlight, Tylo Bucks Basketball, host of the Milwaukee Basketball postgame show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here. Spark, did you happen to catch Eric Bledsoe last night with us on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour at all?
I caught bits and pieces of it while driving.
Oh, my God. First of all, what an incredibly fascinating guy. But when he started talking about contracts and how he's given kind of a wink and a nod to Middleton and Giannis, and they don't really talk about it, but they all know that he took less to stay and the guys want to be together. And it gave me one of those pauses a moment to think, I wonder if guys will take a little bit less and say, hey, let's get a couple other pieces in here with us to kind of make this thing go even further. It certainly seemed like when he smiled, he said, look, I've already got my money. I don't have to worry about it. I just like it here. It was like you could hear a pin drop moment in Major Goolsby's last night. Did you catch any of that?
No, I missed that part of it. I just don't know, man. I don't know what Chris Middleton does. And that really is the big question right now. Is he going to take that huge contract or will he take less? And it's easy for, common Joe sitting in their car listening to Bill Michaels' show to say, well, I mean, what's the difference between 30 and 20 million? Are you really going to spend all that money? But I think it's as much to do about reputation and status and everything else as it is to do with that type of money. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that if Chris Middleton has an offer for $30 million and the Bucks say, well, if you take less, we can keep this thing together, and he goes and takes $30 million somewhere else, I'm not going to be mad at him for that. You got to get what you can get when you can get it, because it's not like an NBA career is going to go for 40 or 50 years.
With all the injuries, Budenholzer said that he was really proud of the way the guys played the other night against Cleveland and talked about the effort and the energy and the lack of non-quit. And even Bledsoe said, he has not played back-to-back nights of 35 minutes. He said, he was a little bit tired, needed some rest as well. But he said, Coach Bud, the way they do things, it's unconventional. But he said, everybody's buying in, everybody loves it, and they're confident. He says, this right now is going to help this team down the road, just in case there are injuries that continue to linger, that everybody's going to get minutes, everybody's going to get playing time, and they're going to figure out new rhythms with everybody. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, I mean, if they have these many injuries in the playoffs, it doesn't matter, right? They're going to lose, but they can't have these type of injuries. The one thing that I like about it is it got Middleton back into rhythm for the last couple of games, which was nice. Bledsoe had a nice game in Cleveland. Brook Lopez put together a couple of nice games, and we always talk about you want momentum going into the playoffs. I want individual momentum. It doesn't really matter to me wins and losses at the end of the year when you are where the Bucks are right now. Obviously, you want to be the one seed, especially if Indiana's the four. If Boston's the four, then I don't think it really matters if you're one or two, to be quite honest with you. But it's more about making sure Middleton is playing at a high level going into the playoffs, making sure Bledsoe is playing at a high level going into the playoffs. The one thing you don't want to have happen is have Middleton be in one of his funks the last week or two of the season going into the playoffs. That's what you don't want. What you do want is to be able to carry that momentum of him, throwing up 20, 23 points, at the end of March and beginning of April, getting ready for the playoffs. That's what you want.
So does the Giannis knees and the ankle thing concern you too much, or you just think that this is all precautionary and he'll be ready to go in a beast come the postseason?
Yeah, the knee bothers me a little bit because this is something he's been dealing with. They said it's not something you need surgery for. It has to be rest. So, again, when you play bad teams, you shouldn't play. My exception to this rule that I have is Sunday, because it's Marcus Johnson's jersey retirement. So I want to play him against Cleveland and get a little revenge on Cleveland for beating you. Okay, fine, I get that. But other than that, you play teams like Atlanta, there's no reason he should be in that basketball game whatsoever. Give him as much rest as he can get. And the same thing goes, too, for Brook Lopez. If you want to get him a day off here or there, the rest of the way, fine. You want to give Middleton a day off here or there, fine. Same with Bledsoe. I don't have a problem with that. You want to be healthy and you want to be in a good spot mentally and physically going into the playoffs.
Does the game the other night against Philadelphia, where Philadelphia wanted to come in and clearly make a statement, and Bledsoe even said, hey, that was a playoff atmosphere for us because we were trying to do some things against that team that had basically talked a little bit coming in, and now you've got obviously Embiid saying, nobody can stop me. I'm unstoppable in this league. So does it bother you the Bucks ended up getting beat, specifically the Fiserv in that game?
Not really. There are some things that are a little bit concerning about that game, but you know, is there anybody on the bus that can stop Joel Embiid? No. Can Philly stop Giannis? No. He's going to get his points, too. The key really is going to be, to me, you know, Middleton against Butler, Bledsoe and Tobias Harris, how the scoring evens out after the first stars on each team. When you get to that 2-versus-2 battle of stars and scoring and that 3-versus-3 battle and, you know, Ben Simmons and Bledsoe, Ben Simmons and Brogdon, if he's back in time for that series, which he better be. That to me is where it's really all going to come down to. And in that Philly game, Giannis played really well and everybody else didn't. Everybody else didn't shoot the ball well. They had open looks. They just weren't knocking down shots. You play that game again and give them half of those shots made, and the Bucks win that game comfortably. So I don't get as concerned about that Philly game. But Jimmy Butler down the stretch, he had another big shot the other night. He is a difference maker for Philly. And they have him and Embiid and then Tobias Harris and Ben Simmons. It's going to be one heck of a series if they see each other.
Yeah, I completely agree. And you hope that it's in the latter portion of the postseason, because you certainly don't want to face them, you know, early on. You don't want anybody to drop. You don't want to drop yourself. Do you think the Bucks hang on and take the number one overall seed?
Toronto's got a pretty easy schedule rest of the year, depending on how much the Bucks rest, guys. I think they will. I think it's probably important to the players and to the coaching staff, especially, like I said, if Indiana stays in that 4 seed now. And there's only like a game separation between 4 and 5, but Indiana would be a huge, huge deal to get them in the second round, because then you could pretty much pencil in a second round victory too, I think. And then you really only got one tough series, and that would be the Eastern Conference Finals. Boston ends up as a 4, then I don't think it matters if you're 1 or 2, because they're going to get Philly or Boston tough series. And then the winner, whoever Toronto gets in the next series, and that's going to be a tough series. So if Indiana's a 4, I think it matters.
I look at this Bucks team, and I like the addition of Pau Gasol. When Pau Gasol had made two statements, first of all, I thought bringing in that experience was fantastic. Secondly, I did not realize the depth of the intellect for George Hill, for a lot of these guys to go and kind of draw experience from him. The fact that Giannis is talking to him, taking notes, and taking a notebook with him after some games to go ask about experiences, and now doing the same thing to Pau Gasol makes me like Giannis even more. But bringing in Pau Gasol and a guy that wanted to be here, how loud of a statement do you think that cannon shot is throughout the rest of the league?
I don't know. I think it helps. You know, the Mirotić comments about, I felt like he won the lottery when he got here, that helps too. But I think really at the end of the day, it's going to come down to guys wanting to come and play with Giannis and that being a big deal. I mean, think about past history. Guys coming to want to play with Bogut? No. Guys want to come play with Michael Redd? Probably not. But now you've got a legitimate MVP-type player, and you would expect guys should want to come play with Giannis. And then if you look at the facility and the practice facility, we'll see these guys coming from around the league. They say it's a match. This is the best facility in the NBA. So that also helps out, too.
Who right now has to really kind of be a step-up type of guy with the injuries that this team has sustained? You got Eric Bledsoe, George Hill they're going to rely upon with some of that experience, but you're going to see more hops from a guy like Pat Connaughton, DiVincenzo. Who's got to be a guy that's going to give you some quality minutes that's going to help this team out?
If you're going to play DJ Wilson 29 or 30 minutes, he's got to do more than he's done the last two games. I mean, he just does. He rebounded the ball okay the last game and helped out in other areas, but he's got to shoot the ball better. You've got to get more scoring off your bench. The three guys that played off the bench last game, Connaughton, I think, had 11. But for the most part, I mean, you've got to get more scoring off the bench than what you've had now. Sterling Brown coming back helps. As far as how many minutes he'll be able to play right off the bat and so forth, we'll have to wait and see. He played well early in the season before his injury.
Mm-hmm.
If he can contribute some scoring, that would obviously help too.
Been impressive. Hopefully they get a few wins and kind of close this thing out. Spark, always appreciate it, buddy. Enjoy the show this afternoon. I know you guys are out on site. Enjoy Element because it's going to be packed with a lot of March Madness fans. Should be fun.
Sounds good. See you guys.
All right, buddy. See you. There you go. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Milwaukee Basketball Post-game show, and always does a fine job. It's always great to listen to. And the Bucks right now Just judging by the crowd that was down at Major Goolsby's last night, the Bucks are a hot, hot, hot commodity. As Marquette fans started to exit, Bucks fans started to enter, and it was a packed house last night, standing room only at Major Goolsby's to see the Milwaukee Basketball Hour show. Steve Novak, yours truly, and obviously Eric Bledsoe. All in the crowd last night. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they have been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.